Settling again into a position of the body that kind of embodies the qualities that we're cultivating of ease and alertness. I'd just like to offer for the first part of this practice another traditional way of being aware of our body, being mindful of our body, which is in terms of the elements that our experience of the body is made up of. I don't mean the chemical elements, but the elements of actually how we experience it. In terms of traditionally, the elements are earth, water, fire, and air. These are very much, as we experience, these qualities in the body of solidity, fluidity, heat, and movement. So I'll just lead us through this, and if you'd rather just stay with the breath, just filter out my words, hearing. But if you'd like to explore this, it's just another way of really having a sense of our embodied experience. So as we settle into our posture, bringing the attention into the body, sensing into the experience of the body, the stillness of sitting and the motion of breathing, and we're just going to turn the focus of our attention to these four different qualities or aspects of our experience. So the first, the earth element, as it's called traditionally, is this quality of resistance or solidity. So we can feel this in the pressure of the bottom on the seat, the feet or the knees on the floor. One part of the body touching another. It's that quality of experiencing the actual physical substance of the body. Sensing into where you're noticing that at the moment. There may be a pressure of the sitting bones against the cushion. Maybe a sense of pressure of your tongue against your teeth, or your hands resting on your lap, your clothes on your skin. So this is all the element earth, the element of solidity of the body. It's what stops us floating through the floor. Noticing those points of contact, those points of resistance. How we experience this element. It's part of our body in the same way as it is part of everything around us. And the second of the elements, usually called water. Again, it's not so much literal, it's this quality of fluidity and moisture. So you might feel that most clearly in the saliva in your mouth, perhaps tears in the corner of your eyes. But it's also the quality that we feel throughout the body of the softness of the muscles, the lack of rigidity, that we're not just earth element, but there is moisture throughout the body, fluidity. It actually holds everything together, allows it to move. We might feel it in our digestive system, anything going on in our belly. We know it's there in our bloodstream, even if we don't directly feel that very easily. So perhaps sensing into any direct experience we have of the moisture and fluid of the body, that quality of the water element. Same water element is all around us. You can hear it right now, pattering on the roof. Just this quality of fluid moisture, part of everything. So noticing the mind can get caught up in thoughts about that, really. Best you can, coming into where you directly experience the water element in the body. And just noticing what it's like. Third element is fire, the quality of temperature of the body. So just noticing as you sit here, sense of heat in the body, particularly if your eyes are closed, it's often the sense of heat that tells us where the body is, where the arms are, where the legs are, where the skin meets the outside, the warmth of the face, or the belly, or the chest. Just resting the attention for a few moments on that particular quality of our bodily experience. The body has temperature, it has heat. no different from the fire element around us. Whether it comes from the air or from our food, ultimately it comes from the sun. This element of fire in the living body. Just noticing what the experience of that is like. There may be some parts of the body that feel very comfortably warm, others a bit chilly, but just noticing that quality of temperature. And then the fourth element is air or wind. This is what brings movement to the body. The motion of the breath, the chest and the belly expanding and releasing. The air and the breath, we can see perhaps or experience most directly how we constantly take this element in from the outside and give it back. But there's no real point at which it is my air or not my air. Just the movement of air element through the body. So in our practice, this can be a way of supporting us in really coming into a sense of being embodied. A sense of simplicity of the experience of our physical being, just solidity, fluidity, heat and moisture and air. So you might like to stay with the air element, the breath, for the rest of the practice. Or focus on one of the others. Perhaps focus on the quality of the earth, the solidity of the body, contacting the floor, the hands and the knees. You might like to focus on the heat, temperature of the body. Just checking in with yourself now and again. Are you still physically present to the experience? So it doesn't become more an intellectual exercise, but it's a way of sensing into the body, being present. The rest of the practice, deciding whether you'd like to continue to explore the four elements or just come back to one anchor point in the breath or the body. And just allowing our attention to rest. noticing thoughts, noticing feelings, but as best we can, letting the bulk of our attention, the focus of our attention rest on our experience of the body breathing. So we'll just sit in silence until I ring the bell, 10 or 12 minutes.